May we be helped to commence this morning's service by singing together hymn 535, hymn 535, to the tune Rosso 687. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves, through grace, are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. Hymn 535, June Rousseau, 687.
Thank you.
Let us read together from the first book of Corinthians and the second chapter. One Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world, that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. May the Lord help us to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, Please help us to come in and through that way which thou hast made, dear Lord, unto the triune and holy Lord God Almighty. Oh dear Lord, please may we each one have that desire to know nothing save in Jesus, to have our calling and election confirmed, made sure to us, to have that laid in our heart, but one thing is needful, to be found diligently seeking that one thing. And dear Lord, proving thy word and thy promises true and sure, that they that seek shall find. And oh dear Lord, may we truly be seekers, finders. Lord, brought nigh through the leading of our Heavenly Father, the drawing of our Heavenly Father, for no man cometh unto thee except thy Father which has sent thee draw him or her. And dear Lord, as thy Heavenly Father has given unto thee a chosen people, so dear Lord, thou, as that Heavenly Shepherd, dost lead and draw, and thy Holy Spirit dost lead and teach. And oh, what a unity there is in that great work, our Lord, that new birth, that drawing of a soul from the wilderness here below to be found truly following thee. My sheep hear my voice and follow me. Oh Lord, may we truly be followers of thee, and may our ear be ready to hear and be opened by the Holy Spirit, and may we truly hear even this day thy voice. Thy voice to our never-dying souls. Thy voice speaking to us personally concerning our pathway, the way in which thou dost cause us to go. And oh, may there indeed be thy good hand ruling and overruling in our pathway. May we not be left to have a rebellious spirit, but may we with true humility be able to say, the way I go cannot be wrong, if Jesus be but there. And so we come back to assert we would see Jesus, that we might know this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh dear Lord, do then we pray thee, Lord, grant us those seals, those tokens of thy love and approbation from heaven above. Lord, do in mercy Help us, as it were, to hold out our heart, our soul unto thee, and say, here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. That is, grant us a seal from heaven above. And dear Lord, thou knowest the case of each one. Thou knowest, dear Lord, where each one is. Thou knowest, dear Lord, the circumstances of our sister Beryl at home. Oh, help her there, Lord, to join us, as it were, online. And may she prove that these are means provided by thee. And dear Lord, sanctify them, we pray. Oh dear Lord, in each one that is able to join online but unable to join, Lord, thy people where they gather together, oh Lord, may they not be left out. May they not feel, no man careth for my soul. Oh, one there is above all other. Well deserves the name of friend. His is love beyond the brothers, costly, free, and knows no end. They who once his kindness prove find it everlasting love. Oh, leave not one out, Lord, but may each prove that thou art that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And may each one be able to pour out their case before thee and pray, Lord, come and feed my soul. Let there be something this day for me. Oh, that, dear Lord, that thy word may be prayed down from heaven. Lord, that there might be those urgent, those sincere, those real cries in our heart for thy appearing, and that thou mightest, in mercy and in thy eternal faithfulness, come, Lord, to meet with us. Oh, to meet with souls personally, Lord, to be that good shepherd, leading each one safely forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Lord, grant us each then this real God-given religion in our breast, that we might have a need, a thirst, a hunger after righteousness. And dear Lord, oh, do instruct us each in the way in which we are to go, in accordance with thy holy will, and bend our will to thine, Lord, as it is necessary, thou knowest, Lord. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, the pathway, and thou knowest where we each are, and thou, Lord God, seest me, and, oh Lord, thou, those which might feel right cast down, Lord, we think of that one with Abraham and Sarah. Oh Lord, with her son Ishmael, having to be sent away in that wilderness. Oh Lord, at the end of all things, and yet Thou heardest the cry of the child. Thou didst grant that way made. Lord, thou hearest the cry of a child. How sweet, Lord. May there be little children here, or listening online, we know not, that in a childlike way, praise unto thee, and thou, dear Lord, hearest the cry of a child. Thou canst draw near to lead and teach them in ways that they, as a child, can understand. Lord, these things are all possible with thee. Lord, do then, we pray thee, feed each soul, whatever their age or case be. Lord, do, we pray thee, be with our brother deacon where he is preaching. We know not, Lord, but dear Lord, thou knowest. And we pray that thou hast given him thy word to preach, and help him in the preaching. Be with him and his dear one. And dear Lord, thou knowest the prayer of the prayer meeting. Thou knowest, dear Lord, the prayer of each individual, offering up silent prayers unto thee. Lord, oh, do come and bless us in this corner of thy vineyard, we pray. May there truly be thy walking in the midst. Lord, come and bless us. Come and build us up as a church and as a people, Lord. With thee it is possible, Lord, as we have heard this morning. Yes, all things are possible with thee. So, Lord, please come and bless. Thou knowest that word, Lord, we trust we've been given to bring. Lord, oh, may fruit be bread cast upon the waters, taken again after many days. So, Lord, hear us, help us, strengthen us, Lord. Enable us to continue to run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And oh Lord, what an unspeakable mercy if we can truly say the author of our faith. We trust we can, Lord, though thou knowest all the confusion that goes on within us. Thou knowest, Lord, the doubts, the fears, the temptations. Yet, dear Lord, we cannot deny that thou hast caused us to hear thy voice. And, oh Lord, may there be that echo in souls, though they might not be able to say certain things for sure, as it were, may they be able to look back and see that they are not now what they once were, but there has been that work of thy Holy Spirit within, and that their feet have been turned to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness. O Lord, lead them safely on. Draw them to thy bosom, Lord. So, Lord, we pray, help us now to continue, and in mercy, bless us freely. Lord, we are instructed to pray for those who rule over us, Lord, for our nation. Oh, dear Lord, thou knowest our rulers. Oh Lord, what a mess we're in as a country. Lord, yet we do trust there are still those hidden ones, Lord, which have not bowed the knee to Baal. Those, dear Lord, which thou wilt use yet to thine honour and glory. Lord, thou hast seen fit to bring or to admit that those health issues within the royal family, those serious issues. Oh, please sanctify it, Lord. Please turn them unto thee, that they might be found truly in their closet, seeking earnestly thy face. Lord, turn them, and they shall be turned. Teach them, and they shall all be taught of God. O Lord, if it is thy holy will. And what an example that would be. Lord, we do pray that it might yet be thy good pleasure to do these great things for us. And Lord, we would commit all into thy hands. Thou knowest, Lord, the trouble in the Middle East. Thou knowest, dear Lord, the trouble in Ukraine. Lord, all these things, they're all in thy control, Lord. Nothing will spill over without it being in accordance with thy will, Lord. And though we are so like Sodom and Gomorrah, O Lord, are there not yet 10 souls? Lord, we do plead. O, do have mercy. And if it could please thee, bring about not only a peace, but a turning again unto God. Lord, we commit it all into thy hands. We pray for thy people wherever they are, whatever their pathway in tribulation. Lord, sanctify all things to the good of thy people, to those that fear thy name. We do plead. Lord, do please now help us to continue looking unto thee. We ask thy precious holy namesake, Lord Jesus. Amen. The notices. For the opening week are that, God willing, Mr. Paul Tyler is engaged to preach here on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Matthew Hyde next Lord's Day for an afternoon service to commence at 2:30 p.m. And as helps, there will be a red address during the prayer meeting and a red sermon during the morning service. And next Lord's Day is the day appointed for our monthly collection. May we now be helped to continue our worship, singing together hymn 184, hymn 184, June City Road Chapel, 805. A fullness resides in Jesus our head, and ever abides to answer our need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up in store a plentiful treasure to give to to the poor. Hymn 184, Tune City Road Chapel, 805.
Oh, dear, dear.
has helped I home read a sermon preached by Mr. Clement Wood on the 1st of January 1961. His text you will find in the chapter that we read in the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians and the second chapter and the second verse. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It is quite clear from the Word of God that the child of God will have much opposition on his way to glory. And it is quite evident also that the minister of the gospel will know what it is in some measure, more or less, to experience these things. The apostle Paul, as he went forth under the direction and leading of the Holy Spirit, suffered much. He suffered the loss of all things. He was tossed up and down upon the deep, suffered shipwreck, was stoned, was set at naught. But by the grace of God, shall I say, with that grace within, he was enabled to endure. And although through the mercy of God, the ministers of the gospel in the days in which we live are preserved from such outward difficulties, yet I believe in their experience more or less, there will be these inward tossings. There will be many fears. But if called by the Spirit to this work, they will have, amidst the many sorrows of the way, one standing by them who is ready to help. We read that the Apostle Paul, in his great need as he went forth with bonds and afflictions awaiting him, had this encouragement: there stood by me. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. My dear friend, whether a minister of the gospel, or in the church, or a humble seeker after these things, here is something for us to plead: that the God of all grace may stand by us, may be near us, and keep us near him. The Spirit led the apostle here and there. On one occasion he essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered him not. There was another work to be done. There were needy souls in Macedonia crying, "Come over and help us." Would to God the cry went up this day unto the Lord with a desire found in the hearts of many that the gospel might be preached to them. As I was walking here, I thought of favoured godly Stephen, who preached that faithful sermon. There was no turning from the truth. He loved not his life for the truth. He laid it down, and at the end he was stoned. Was Stephen left? My friend, This word dropped sweetly into my mind as I thought of it. His work was done. The Lord will never take his servants home until their work is finished. Some are taken home at an early age that we cannot understand. But the Lord is right. He never makes a mistake. And with dear Stephen, I thought of this. What a comfort. What a sweet support he had when he said, I see the heavens opened. Oh, that we may be enabled to preach and that we may be enabled to hear for eternity. We wonder sometimes when we come to the house of God, will this be the last time we shall hear the word? Will it be the last time we shall speak in his name? Many such a thought as that has ever be ever before us, that we may realize the solemnity as well as the blessedness of gathering in the house of God. For I determined the apostle in one place could testify that none of these things moved him. Neither did he count his life dear unto himself, that he might finish the course with joy, that he could say as he looked upon those that had heard the word, I am pure from the blood of all men. Therefore, my friends, we would seek in faithfulness and in love ever to sound in the ministry that warning note, whom we preach, warning every man. The Lord's dear servant last Thursday made mention of this, that it has been said that if in his ministry one soul, under the grace of God, is born again, that ministry is not in vain. We therefore seek grace to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, that we may run with patience the race that is set before us. And what next? Looking unto Jesus. Friends, as you go forth, young and old, in which direction are you looking? Are you looking to Jesus? Can you face a year if your life is spared with all its perplexities, its difficulties, without Jesus? As cares and burdens increase, so our need of Jesus will increase. And it will be our desire to come to him. It is a good word you have just sung. A fullness resides in Jesus our head, and ever abides to answer our need. I mentioned this morning that this name involves sacrifice. I know not if there are any here at this time who may be facing some great decision. If there are any such, I would say to you, my friend, put Christ first. If that which is before you divides your soul from him whom your soul loves, turn from that path as you value your never dying soul. But do as grace may enable, cling to him. The apostle could count all things but done, that he might win Christ. And this determination was so manifest in the words that fell from his lips, he preached Christ. And in our humble way, though feeling so unfit, we too would desire to step before you, the dear Redeemer. And I believe that Jesus means much to some of you here. And that you by grace can say, give me Christ or else I die. Dear friends, you approved him in the years that you have got, that have gone behind, have you not? He has been a friend to some of you. Can you deny it? What hand has helped you thus far? What grace has supported you thus far? Who has answered those cries that have gone from your soul to heaven in your felt need, in those deep distresses? And when his hand led you forth in the valley, even in the dark valley of the shadow of death, maybe led you in the path of bereavement, led you in a path of sorrow, pain, affliction, and maybe led you in the path of darkness of soul, yet you have still had hope. Though, my friend, there is laid upon you a cross, yet you have proved, have you not, that you are not alone? Though there is that thorn in the flesh, as the apostle himself knew, who besought the Lord thrice that it might be removed. Yet have you not proved this? My grace is sufficient for thee. Now, there may be some who may be dreading the future. There may be that which is before you, at which your soul trembles. You can look back and testify to the mercy of God, his helping hand, but it seems now as though you have such a great obstacle before you. My dear friend, I seek to preach to you that maybe in this path, O precious Jesus, who art thou, O great mountain? And there are mountains in the way. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Like Peter of old, we look so much at those winds and the waves. May we be given grace to see those very things beneath his feet, and that the clouds are held in the hollow of his hand. Ye fearful saints, and there may be some here I know not, ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and will break in blessings on your head. For I determine to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ. It will be my lot doubtless to visit those that may be in affliction, those that may be in sorrow, those that may be in difficulty. And I would say this word to you, that I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ, because in the Lord Jesus Christ is such a fullness that however great is our need, everything is in him. However difficult the path, however great the problems of our life may be, whether it is in bereavement or in affliction, the Lord is the one who can give comfort where the world utterly fails. And where the minister fails, we are only creatures of the flesh, Our words such as they are words as words alone cannot bring comfort. But we seek, my friends, we seek by the grace of God to speak of Jesus. We quoted this morning how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. We preach Jesus. We would seek as grace may be given to preach the gospel. The gospel in its simplicity, in its fullness, in its suitability for the poor and for the afflicted. We seek to preach that Christ Jesus, the eternal Son of God, came into the world to save sinners. We seek to be led into that mystery. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. One of the old Puritans put it in words something like this: God made man in his own image, but the Lord Jesus took upon him that image of man to save man. He came into the world, and his own received him not. We would preach to poor sinners the love of him who laid aside his glory, who was found in fashion as a man, who humbled himself, who became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. How great is the love which Jesus has shown. He came from above, from heaven's brightest throne. Oh, did he come down to rescue my soul from God's dreadful throne, from Satan's control? He came to deliver all who to him flee and take them forever in glory to be. My dear friends, recently we've been led, we hope, to go even unto Bethlehem to see that great thing that had come to pass. We preach Jesus. The world knew him not. There was no room in the inn, but the coming of Jesus there was revealed to a man of humble shepherds. But the coming of Jesus there was revealed to a company of humble shepherds, to those wise men, those Gentiles from the far country, and a few were found at Bethlehem who worshipped him there. Have you been led there? Have you fallen before him? Have you said in words such as these, "Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. For I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ." And we would seek grace to preach him in his suitability, friends. You look at yourselves. What do you see? You see nothing but sin. Is there no hope? Ah, there is in the gospel, the word that can bring comfort, that can bring hope to the poor burdened sinner. Are there those here who feel that they are out of it all? And yet, as it were, they stand on the fringe and behold these things, and their spirits long to be brought into a sweet experimental knowledge of Jesus Christ. Is there one here who says in words like the dear woman with the issue of blood, "I am a sinner. I cannot make myself better. I have tried on every hand for 12 years, and the more I try, the worse I get." She comes saying, "If I may." friend you may. If in your heart there is a felt need of a dear Redeemer, if you smart under your sin, if your heart is broken, if you know what it is to long for mercy, friend, come. The Lord Jesus says, come. You, my friend, are the one for whom the gospel is to be preached. Come, says the Lord, unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Will he say you nay? Never, never. All those needy sinners who come to him, he will never, never, never turn away. The very fact of thy being drawn to Christ and seeing in a dear Redeemer his suitability is the very evidence of a work of grace, a work that has the drawings of the Father, the inward witness and work of the Holy Spirit leading you to Christ. Friend, I am confident of this. No man will ever come to Jesus Christ unless drawn by him. Therefore, if in your heart there is a desire after Christ, there is hope. Come, just as you are. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is full of compassion. Though now exalted in heaven at the Father's right hand, he still retains that heart of tenderness. His bowels still melt with love. He feels for every one of his children. He knows the path. He knows what sore temptations mean, for he has felt the same. Do you love him? Is there not in thy heart, oh, be honest before him, is there not in thy heart that love to Jesus? I would seek grace to preach the gospel in its simplicity. My friends, do we not see it so clearly portrayed in the case of the prodigal son? Here is one who had spent his all in riotous living, is reduced to rags, is reduced to desiring to eat the husk that the swine eat, not a friend on any hand. Can there be hope? But he comes to himself. If there are any in this place, dead in trespasses and in sin, would to God that by the Spirit you may come to yourself, that you may see the dross, the futility of the world and all that it has. I cannot save your soul. It cannot save your soul. It cannot satisfy you. Even as the husks that the swine did eat could not satisfy the prodigal son. What do we hear? The broken cry. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned. Friends, this will mean very careful examination. And here I must be faithful. There are those recorded in the Word of God who said before God, I have sinned, but their heart was not changed. Pharaoh said it. Judas Iscariot said it. But in the case of the fearing child of God, the seeking soul, there will be this, a real sorrow for sin. There will be that which will cause you to come. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Was the word left on record in vain? I believe it is to show poor sinners, I would speak with the utmost reverence, the heart of God in love to those for whom he came. While he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and ran and fell on his neck, and had compassion upon him. All that the Father giveth me shall come. No power on earth, no power of devils will sever that soul from him who died for them. And the evidence of his death for them is in this, that they come to him. No one else will come, but those for whom he died will come to him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me and him. Blessed words. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise. And those words are sealed with his precious blood. I will in no wise cast out. He is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. I feel perhaps we must leave the word. We seek to preach Christ. We stand before the ocean of his love, amazed, lost. The few words we have spoken cannot portray the depth of the love of Christ to sinners. Living tongues are dumb at best. We must die to speak of Christ. And our humble desire is to go forward, that Christ may be first and Christ be last and Christ be all in all. I leave this thought with you. Again, as I made my way here, I believe I felt a little sweetness in my soul. This man receiveth sinners. He still does. He will do until every one is brought home at last. And he who has received them here on earth will one day receive them in glory. May the Lord bless his own word for his name's sake. Amen. Let us conclude by singing together hymn 968, hymn 968, tune University College 515. Hark, my soul, it is the Lord, 'tis thy Saviour, hear his word, Jesus speaks. And speaks to thee, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me, Lord? It is my chief complaint that my love is cold and faint, yet I love thee and adore. Oh, for grace to love thee more. Hymn 968, Tune University College, 515.
Oh.
With us each. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.